This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the hour, I want to give a shout out to this give a mention of something going on in conjunction with the Arc of Weld County. They've got their annual pool party coming up. It's a fan favorite, and it's for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Their families, staff, community members, and anyone who's ever attended in years past has loved it. It's such a laid back time to get together. It's at the Discovery Bay, there's a pool and all this stuff, water park. There's something for everyone there. And if you haven't been out there, you're missing out. You got to check it out. Join them to celebrate their 30th anniversary. That's the Arc of Weld County in promoting and protecting the human rights of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. July 23rd, that's Saturday, July 23rd, from 6:30 to 8:30. There you go. Have a great summer. Kind of almost ending your July 23rd, anyway. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Trying to get Adam Mares on from DNVR Nuggets. So far, efforting. Have not. We'll try him again here in just a moment. But kind of wanted to pick his brain just as the dust has settled from that first wave or two of free agency and the NBA draft, where we sit with the Denver Nuggets at this point. You know, do we feel, you know, I asked Clark this yesterday about the Avalanche trading for their new goalie. Did they get better? Do we feel like the Nuggets got better at this stage? And, you know, a somewhat different starting lineup with KCP rather than Will Barton. No Monte Morris. You know, going in, you did pick up Bruce Brown. You did pick up in the draft Christian Brown. So, I mean, there's definitely some names here on this list where you look at it and say, all right, there's some pieces here you can work with. But that, I guess that's the question is, did they get better ultimately through the first wave or two of free agency, the draft, and via the trade side of things? Joining us now, VP of Creative Productions at DNVR Sports, putting together his DNVR Nuggets podcast, Adam Mares. Adam, my man, it's been a while. Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Oh, you bet, man. I'm out here in Las Vegas for Summer League, and you're right, it has been a while, so I'm excited to talk the new-look Nuggets.
Yeah, this new-look Nuggets, and that's kind of what we've been dissecting or digesting over the last couple of weeks is, you know, whether or not this Nuggets team is better. Now, obviously, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., assuming they're healthy, that automatically makes this team better. But some of the pieces for this team that they've put together via the trade, free agency, and the draft, where are you at on this? Do you think the Nuggets right now, as it stands, are a better basketball team than say, a year ago?
I mean, there's no question that they are. I mean, even playing aside the Michael Porter and Jamal Murray part, if we just assumed, you know, we're factoring that in as a neutral, I think there's no question. And the reason is, if you look at what they've done with the roster in the Calvin Booth era, meaning this last month or so, they've lost some of their offensive players. I think, okay, they were sixth in offensive rating last year in the NBA, despite not having Jamal Murray and Michael Porter. Their offense is going to be fine. Bones Highland's only getting better. But they replaced those offensive players with not just good defensive players, but great defensive players in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Bruce Brown. And, oh, by the way, through a draft that added three prospects that may turn into some very good defensive players within a year or two. So to me, there's no question that the offensive part is a box that has been checked for several years, only continues to get better. And the defensive boxes now are starting to get checked in a way that we haven't seen in the Jokic era to date.
Well, and there's no doubt about it, especially that starting lineup. I mean, you look at that starting lineup, I think the trade-off from Will Barton to KCP, I mean, because Caldwell Pope can still score, too. So you just got a scorer that can guard as well. So like you said, that no problems there. I was a little shaky until we heard about Bruce Brown, and then I got pretty excited again. So we're talking about this, Adam. We've dubbed this the most important offseason in Nuggets history. And then you lose Tim Conley right off the bat.
That
was tough. But so far, it does seem like Calvin Booth's got a plan here. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's just, you know, throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. There is a plan to add defense and toughness to this offensive unit.
And I think in an interesting way, almost a different plan. And I think a lot of the, you know, if Tim Connelly was still here, I think he would have probably been moving in somewhat the same direction. But I think there with Calvin Booth, we're seeing a real emphasis on that defensive end, you know, saying like, hey, I don't care about high upside guys as much as before, as maybe Tim Connelly did. I don't care about those things. I want guys that I know can go in a playoff series and guard some of the league's best players, because that's what this team needs in order to get to move forward. You know, over the last couple seasons, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, Donovan Mitchell, the best guards in the NBA have had their way with Denver in the playoffs. Whether Denver has won the series or not, they've had their way with them. And I think you look at that and say, to advance to the next level, if you look at the finals, the Warriors, the Celtics, the Miami Heat, these teams didn't have any defensive weaknesses. They had good defenders all around the court. And with the addition of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Aaron Gordon last season, Bruce Brown, and then Christian Brown, who they just drafted, Peyton Watson, these are guys that are, you look at it and say, in a playoff series now and going forward, Denver projects to have four, five, six guys that are all plus defenders on the court.
We're talking to Adam Mares of DNVR Nuggets, DNVR Sports. Okay, I got a sidestep here with you, Adam. The most important question of the day that you're ever going to hear. We got two Browns on the team, but the spelling is way different. What's going on? Yeah. We got Bruce Brown. Okay, that's typical. Christian Brown. We got Braun. A lot of confusion throughout Nuggets land.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of this Braun Brown. It's almost impossible to read it and think Brown.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I think it has a lot of people struggling right now with it. But all kidding aside, looking at him, you know, he seems like this. Obviously, the prospect or the idea of what he put together in college, scored all that stuff, but he has an attitude about him. He has a kind of a grittiness about him that we've always talked about maybe missing. You know, we saw a little bit of grittiness with Aaron Gordon. Moore got away from trying to be a finesse guy back in the paint. We need to see some of those guys. Some of those guys are not afraid to get in somebody's face, get a little nasty.
And stir the pot. I think Bones Highland has this, too.
I think so, too.
You know, like we've seen Joker. You know, guys don't mess with him because they know, like, if you mess with him, he'll mess with you back, right? I think, but there's a difference between that versus stirring the pot. And Bones Highland's a guy that if he makes a three-pointer in your face, he's going to let you know about it all the way down the court. Maybe he'll let you know about it a couple possessions in a row. He's going to stir the pot and try to get under your skin. Christian Brown takes that to a whole other level. He's a guy who, he lives under people's skin. You know, that's what he does. He gets into you. He starts talking trash. He screams. We saw the national title game. He's talking trash to the bench. And I don't think he's a dirty player or anything like that or you know, out of pocket. He's just a guy that immediately wants to elevate the stakes. And one of the things we've heard actually out of, you know, the summer league training camp this week is that he's been the guy that every drill you do, every scrimmage you do, he's elevating the stakes. He wants to win and he wants to let everybody know about it. And I do think Denver was missing some of that bravado.
Adam, I'm making this comparison to with Bones Highland. You mentioned it too with Brown and Highland. I didn't expect Bones Highland to be as big a piece as he was last year. Obviously, a lot of that was due to injury. You thought maybe Jamal was going. We all kind of thought maybe there was going to be a time when he would come back. But Bones Highland got so much great experience in the regular season and the postseason. Do you see that quickly happening for Christian Brown? I mean, do you see him working into this, working into getting some meaningful minutes as soon as we start the season?
I think, you know, talking to the front office over the last couple of weeks, they certainly see it. And I think they, you know, they've talked about it how in the past they've had a lot of young prospects and there's been a pecking order. When you get an expensive roster like Denver has, where you're paying max contracts to three players, you got Aaron Gordon on a big contract, you've got to find guys that are on low contracts. And one of the ways you do that is through rookies. So I think there is more of an opportunity for a player like Christian Brown. If I were to say, He's a third in the depth chart at two or three different positions, you know, the guard spots and the small forward spot. So I think he is a guy that is going to get his chance. And I know if the Nuggets look at him as a three-year player who was an NCAA champion, as a guy who should be more ready-made from day one than almost any other rookie that was in this draft. And that was part of the appeal for him, is he's a guy that doesn't need a long runway to get up to speed. So my answer is yes, I expect him to play, whether that's a little bit or a lot. That might be one of the swing factors in the Nuggets' success this season.
We're talking to VP of Creative Production at DNVR Sports, host of the DNVR Nuggets podcast, Adam Mares. And just looking, again, we talked about the starting unit. Good there. I'm excited about the prospect of Christian Brown. Looking at the bench, though, I think some Nuggets fans scratched their head a little bit. Some Nuggets fans wanted to see Boogie Cousins back in the fold here instead. The Nuggets go with DeAndre Jordan. I mean, 4 years ago, I would have been like, that's a steal. That's pretty awesome. But how do you feel about that?
You know, I don't like DeAndre Jordan, to be honest with you. I think I'm with you. I think 4 years ago was probably his last year, and he's kind of held on lately. You know, talking to some of the people again with the team, they don't view him as an every-night player. He's I think they're going to try to play small off of the bench more often than not and then have him as an option when they need him. I know one of the big appeals for him and one of the reasons he keeps getting contracts in the NBA, and obviously this season with the Nuggets, one, it's a minimum contract, and I would not be surprised if it doesn't work out, Denver buys him out and adds another piece. It's a cheap enough contract, they can do that. But number two, he is maybe the most beloved teammate in all of the NBA, and I think it was a large part of when Denver said, hey, we're ready to win a title. We need to add guys in Ish Smith, Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, DeAndre Jordan, guys who have been on championship teams and who understand what it's like, you know, as mentors, getting everybody ready, making sure the young guys are up early and doing their work. And I think DeAndre Jordan, that'll be his primary role this season, not even as backup center, but as number one sort of leader, veteran leader.
When you with Boogie Cousins, I mean, am I just reading rumor stuff here? Is Boogie like wanting to be a starter? Is he wanting to get a lot more minutes? Because you knew that wasn't going to happen with him for the Nuggets. He's basically a guy that would have come in and just to let Joker get a rest. So, I mean, did that factor into? I know money was a big deal too, but did Boogie want a lot more minutes than the Nuggets were willing to give him?
I don't even know if it's so much the more minutes, the role. I mean, those things are important. And I think anybody that watched him last year, he's probably a top 15 center in the NBA. He deserves it. But why is a guy with his talent not getting on rosters?
Right.
Why did he bounce? Why didn't Milwaukee, who's a title contender, have him on a 10-day and had the ability to sign him and instead waived him last year before Denver picked him up? And, of course, Denver gets him. He makes a huge impact.
Sure.
But then he's not brought back this year. I think there's a reason for it. He's not on a roster right now. And I kind of think that he might be a guy that a team takes a flyer on in February the way Denver does. But he might only have a shelf life on a team for 3 months, as he did with Denver. And I don't think that's necessarily about health or money or role. I think it might just be more about the difficult personality that he is. And even though he knows he's on his last legs, still a guy that I think is difficult to bring into your locker room.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Adam, you said you're live from Vegas. The Nuggets getting at it tonight. This is their first summer game, right, against the Timberwolves.
Yep.
Are we going to see Rudy Gobert go at Joker tonight? No, I guess not, probably.
Probably not. I've got my eyes on Peyton Watson, though. He's a real mystery. He was a shocking pick. Calvin Booth, I know, is really high on him, really believes in the upside that he sees from him. He's a guy that I just don't feel like I know his game very well. He averaged just 3 points per game at UCLA last year, the lowest of any player ever taken in the first round. So he's the guy I'm most interested in tonight, to get a look at him and just figure out what is it he's good at.
I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it as well. Summer League, always fun to kind of see the prospects. And hey, say hi to my friend David Roddy over there, would you? I mean, he had a good game last
night.
For sure,
my guy. Yeah, love that guy.
He's a great dude. 16 points from him. I mean, he might transition pretty quickly at this next level as soon as next season. We'll see.
Yeah, he's in a good spot for it. They develop talent well over there, so I'm excited to see it.
All right, man. Great to hear from you there, too. So we really appreciate you jumping aside and giving us some time. But to love what you do, love your Nuggets coverage. Let's keep doing this. We'd love to keep making you a fixture on the program, and outstanding work from you as always.
Always available, man. Give me a call.
All right, my man. There he is, Adam Mares of DNVR Nuggets. Yeah, the Nuggets going out against the Timberwolves tonight. 7 o'clock, Jades. You can't bet. Who am I talking about? Nuggets are -2.5. If you're betting on Summer League, okay? If you're betting on Summer League, you have a problem. You have a problem, okay? Give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'm going to leave it there. 12:49 the time. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Should Mike Shanahan be in the Hall of Fame? You might not like my answer when we come back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. There we go.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.